Hey, everybody, before we get to episode 201 of the Wolfpack Podcast, I want to let you know that this week's episode is brought to you by Prebil Construction. Search P-R-E-B-I-L Construction on Google or Facebook to find out more about this incredible company. Dan Prebil, owner and operator, is an awesome carpenter for all of your interior and exterior needs and a supporter of the show and, to be honest with you, a friend. Dan, thank you for support of the show. If you would like to sponsor the podcast, you can do that at $1, $5, $10 a month. Go to the description of the episode itself. Wherever you listen, click the link to support this show. I want to let you know that every penny that I raise with my podcast, I give away to people who need it more. So this is my little creative outlet and yet a little fundraiser to help people who are in need. And no, I don't just mean my kids. All right, let's get to the episode. Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 201 of the Wolfpack Podcast. My name is Tyler Wolf, and I'm your host. The Wolfpack Podcast is a show where if you have something smart to say, somebody probably already said it better. So on the Wolfpack Podcast, we recommend resources. Been doing it for 200 episodes, and we're not going to stop now. So my hope is that there are – I feel like there's people out there that listen, that listen just because they know me. And if that's you, thank you. I'm glad you're here. But my hope is that there's at least some people that come to the Wolfpack Podcast, hear about the things I recommend, and, you know, go and check them out and be like, I wonder what's going to get recommended this week. So I have three quick resources to recommend to you. One of them's kind of niche, so I understand you may not all of you will check it out. And then I have a special treat for this week's episode, a little experiment I'm running. I have this idea. I'll explain it later. So three resources, really quick. First is a YouTube video called The Best News Bloopers of 2024. If you laugh simply by watching other people laugh, you are going to love this video. Alyssa and I, this is just one thing her and I really connect on, watching news anchors mess up on air. I don't know what the science is, but it's just very, very good. I'm saying, like, I don't know the science behind why we happen to think that's so funny. Either way, link to that in the description. The second resource of this episode is a episode of the BJJ Mental Modes podcast. I want to make sure that that's what it's called. Sorry, sit tight. Yeah, BJJ Mental Models podcast. And it's a very interesting show. Where they did a series of episodes on different positions, and one of them is called the Honey Badger, and that is the particular episode that I am recommending. So if you do jiu-jitsu, I think you'll really, really like this show. I certainly like it. As a blue belt in jiu-jitsu, I am getting to the point that I can listen to someone talk about a position and understand what they mean, where I don't feel like I was able to do that throughout my jiu-jitsu journey. And so the way that they explained this position called the Honey Badger was very helpful to me as I went out and tried it, and it was cool. It was good. The last resource of this week's episode is just a type of video, and it's a rabbit hole I get brought down often online, and it's ASMR videos of glass breaking. And that's it, man. Go on YouTube or Instagram or Facebook Reels, whichever one you do or have, and search ASMR glass breaking. And man, it's satisfying. Just watching them smash glass bottles and glass jars full of water. And sometimes they'll smash the jars next to balloons. And so then you get the sound of the balloons popping. Something very satisfying about it. I'm new to the ASMR thing. I'm not like a freak for it, but I do enjoy these particular videos. Three resources: BJJ Mental Models podcast, Honey Badger episode, Best News Bloopers of 2024, and ASMR glass breaking videos. Now, I have a short interview that I conducted with a guy that I trained jiu-jitsu with named Mike Lewandowski. And I know another guy named Matt Lewandowski. And so at the beginning of the interview, or before we recorded, I said, hey, are you related to Matt Lewandowski? He said, no. I said, okay, let's go record. I started the episode. I said, I'm here with Matt Lewandowski. And he said, no, dude. And I was like, oh, crap. He said, it's Mike. And I was like, great. Good way to start an interview. Call someone by the wrong name. So I apologize, Mike. Anyways, I had the thought. Mike is much, much, much bigger than me, much, much, much stronger than me, much, much, much better looking than me. And so I thought it would be fun to get into a jiu-jitsu match against him while trying to conduct an interview. You'll notice anytime that I stop asking him questions was because I got into a good position. And I was scared of losing it because of how big and strong and good he is at jiu-jitsu. So obviously you can't see. I'm not even sure if this works, but I definitely enjoyed making this with him. Mike is a gentle giant. He is a really, really nice guy. So Mike, thank you for running this experiment with me. If you are a person that listens to the Wolfpack podcast with kids in the room, there's a little bit of swearing in this next episode. So if that is something you don't want your children to hear, this is the time for you to send them outside or for you to turn off the episode. Yeah. And for the rest of you adults, I hope you enjoy my interview with Mike Lewandowski while he smashes me in jiu-jitsu. All right. Thank you for listening. That is the entirety after this interview of episode 201 of the Wolfpack podcast. Check out my interview with Mike Lewandowski. All right, I'm here with Mike Lewandowski. I'm going to ask him 10 questions while we fight. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Woo! How old are you, Mike?
I'm 32.
32?
Oh, I'm older than you. I'm going to smash you.
Oh, shit.
I'm a little bit younger, so I got the stamina.
Where'd you grow up?
In Dousman.
Dousman?
Yeah, I went to elementary school out there. Went to Kettle Marine.
Hold on. So that's interesting to me that you tell me where you went to elementary. That's not usually what people lead with.
Did you graduate high school out there?
I actually graduated from Hartford.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right, so are you married?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you got married recently, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we went down to Tennessee, did a little trip down there.
What part of Tennessee?
Just north of Nashville, out in Sevierville. So that was actually where Dolly Parton grew up and lived.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, we went in the same areas, and it was beautiful out there. Got a nice cabin.
Are you guys like big country music people or something?
I actually wasn't. My wife is, and she kind of got me into it. So now I'm liking the Wallin and from Warren's ears, and I'm liking the country now.
All right, so. How long have you been married?
So we got married in, we got married about 2 years ago. So,
I got married about 2 years ago.
September. Oh, no.
You never tap this, dude.
Is this the ham sandwich?
Yeah. Tyler's got me a ham sandwich.
Oh, dang it. And I'm shutting down the episode because I almost... All right, so...
Okay, zombie apocalypse. You get one weapon. What do you choose?
Probably a flamethrower.
Zombies die that way, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay. What do you do for a living, Mike?
I'm a warehouse lead over at Target Distribution. So I work in the shipping department.
If you told 6-year-old Mike Lewandowski that that's what you're going to be doing for a living, what would you say?
I'd be like, do better, buddy. But now that I'm doing it, I actually really love it. So
yeah, that's honest
I'm happy
work,
now.
Man.
I like the teamwork aspect. That's the biggest thing. Working with the team, developing the team, and the challenges that go along with dealing with different people.
Did you play any sports growing up?
Actually didn't. I did a little bit of martial arts.
Like what?
Just like karate, basically kind of like kid stuff.
Oh. the listeners, this is like grappling a horse. I mean that in a complimentary way. You got any kids, Mike?
Mm-mm.
Dude, if you can talk right now, I'm doing something wrong.
I can really talk right now. All I know is my face is going to be sore after this.
Sorry, yeah.
You're good? I like it.
Where do you want to be in 10 years,
Ryan? I want to be close to getting my black belt.
Oh, nice.
Maybe that's wrong. Ball or something. Nice.
Oh my goodness.
Good job, man.
I gotta say,
that's a good roll, bro.
We've been grappling together for probably just under 3 years.
Yeah.
And I've counted how many times I've submitted you.
Yeah.
3 years is twice. Yeah. And if people count how many times I've submitted you, that means you're pretty good.
Nice. That's awesome, buddy.
Hey, let's do a more traditional episode in the future.
Sounds good.
This has been the Wolfpack Podcast with Mike Lewandowski.
Hell yeah.
Anything else you want to put out into the world?
Tyler's the fucking man. Let's keep rolling. Keep it alive.
Appreciate it. All right.